being felt welcome at home, even though I was away from the San Fernando Valley. Now we have a year and a half. I got break bread with him, Matt. This time I would like to introduce a very special person to me, Matt, in my recovery, Alex Lopez from the Central Coast.
My name is Alex, and I'm an addict. Lopez Gutierrez Martinez. We got some long names, boy. And I hope there's no ISIS in here. Okay, that's it. No more politics. I'm overwhelmed. Thank the committee for allowing me to come and participate. I think you should have got a bigger room. My ego's not.
Now,
we got these Chicago guys in here.
Yeah!
Come on.
Welcome all. Welcome. It's my honor. Years, you know, just I got up today. Some of us haven't heard. Somebody we know, we love, probably didn't wake up today. And I hope you got a chance to touch their heart. That includes my son. It includes my daughter, my granddaughter. That includes you. Whew. Slow down.
Breathe.
We went to the ashram yesterday, a couple of friends, where Jimmy was last spoken of in public like that, because he passed away, Jimmy Kay, our co-founder. And I remember when I met him, I was 24, 23, 22, and this old man's talking to me, like I am now, old. I didn't know who he was, and I don't know if I would have cared, because I was too self-centered and selfish. And I haven't changed that much, but I have. And, you know, I got to meet guys like that, women like that. And I got to remember women. We talk a lot about the guys, but the women had a lot to do with us. And all, you know, somebody I met last night, it was a trip being out with these young guys and Kevin. And the paraphernalia for cigars, it's amazing. If you want to know what kind of a connection they were, look at their paraphernalia with sugar, with coffee. They're just set all these cigar cutters and this and that. Man, I try to smoke like you guys. I really try. And thank God I couldn't get into it. Thank God I couldn't get into it. Because it was probably more about, you know what, fitting in. And I want to thank Phil for being one of the ones that stuck around and knew a lot about Jimmy. And Jimmy is an addict. He'll tell you that. He's an addict. And it's interesting, this topic, I will be unafraid. You know, I wish I had it with me. I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associates. You guys are associates. Ain't that a bitch? What did he say? What did homie say, man? What did he call me? Oh, associate, I said. Wish you associated with. And, I 52 years clean, and I get up and, I say that because you know what, man? If you want to give credit, give it to God.
Yeah.
Of your understanding. Give it to AA, who helped Jimmy, and a bunch of guys. And him, who is still, or this higher power that shows up in our business meetings. You want to know what kind of program you have? Go to a business meeting. And I just want to say this. I was at a meeting where a buddy was sharing, and he said this, because climate for my head is, he says, I'm not a fucking black addict. I'm not a military addict. I'm not a gay addict. I'm an addict. And I say that because if I forget I'm an addict, it really doesn't matter if I'm straight or gay, purple or green, from East LA or from up north or, you know, from Beverly Hills. I'm an addict, and I'm blessed. Every day I'm blessed to get up and put up with a 19-year-old who knows everything. And she is my grandson, who was a granddaughter, who teaches me to love. And I remember a couple of months ago, I called her a bitch. Because she was not doing what I wanted her to do. And I said, God, I don't call anybody that. Why am I calling my kids that? Because that's what some of us grew up thinking. We are somebody's slave, mommy and daddy, because when they told us to move, we moved. And I become my mother.
Oh.
I become my mother.
That's right.
And I remember I was telling somebody earlier, my wife Barbara, who passed away in 2006, we were at a train stop and she was yakking away. When I'm not in a good mood, you're not going to please me. I don't care what you try. If anything, you try harder, then I think you're lame. You know. I've learned a lot about, what's the word we use, Marasha? I've learned to be an advocate for myself. I don't need a mommy. You don't need a daddy to be an advocate. To tell the doctor, what the fuck are you saying, doctor? You know, they don't know what we have, but they fix it for the day. And that's an addict mentality. So maybe that's what I'll take. He doesn't know what I have. I go to a lot of ER visits. If it's not my heart, it's this or that. And they go, we don't know what you got. I said, okay, well, thank you that I have medical. A lot of guys don't have medical. Anyway, I'm at this train stop, and she's yakking away, and I go, I'm marrying my mother. And some of you are doing that right now. And that means you also marry daddy. And some of you had great relationships, and you didn't. It's really not on them, it's on us. And when I start looking at that today, you know, with my thoughts of it, I think of my wife, how lucky I was to have her. And didn't tell her enough. To tell my mom, thank you for raising us. And the audio. None of us got killed. That's pretty rough. And I got home from Vietnam. I don't know if it's guilt. I don't know why. And I was with Dave and some people last night at the ashram, and we prayed. We prayed, and one of the things we ended with, and I think that David said it, is, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I hope you could accept this. You are enough. You are enough. You don't have to impress me. And I don't have to impress you. You don't need my approval. So stop fucking faking.
Yeah.
If I don't like because you are this, it's not a problem. Unless you think it's a problem. And then your sponsor's going to say, it's not your problem that he doesn't like you. I mean, it's not his problem. It's yours. Why do you need that approval? It's because I'm still in the past. Worried about, you know what? Seriously, getting arrested for being brown. It's fucked up. And it's not, and it's, it, and I was going to go to LA to go talk to some of the Marines over there. And somebody said, Alex, you know what you look like, right, Alex? I go, yeah. And you know what, man? I was afraid to go to UCLA. Man, I'm 52 years clean, Marine. What am I afraid of? And what I've learned is, man, if I trust in God, I'm not afraid. A lot, I'm not afraid, but a little bit. I needed a little common sense. I don't go to an ATM at 3 a.m. in South Central with a bunch of brothers standing around the ATM. I got to use some common sense, man. Hey, brother, you know, don't. Oh, I'm okay. God's got me. Okay, homie. But when I am in today, that means when I'm in today, I'm listening to you. When I'm in today, I'm keeping my mouth shut. When I'm in today, I listen to people I don't want to listen to. And I shared this. Sometimes it's what we don't say. I was at a meeting, an NA meeting, convention, and this guy threw an AA big book. Fuck, AA, and this and that. I go, oh, man, I don't want to hear this shit. And it's not because it's AA. I don't want to hear that negativity that much. But, and I also know that you got to share it. And I was going to get up, and I said, no, program, no, they're watching you, Alex. Don't get up. Oh, you're lame. You left early. Yeah. And so I said, hey, I've been around enough. I know what's going to happen here. I'm gonna hear something I wouldn't hear if I left. And you got to try to hear for this to get what I'm going to say or have said. Because you're up here, you're already saying, oh man, what is this guy? Get to the topic or whatever. So I listened and he said some good stuff. So I could go and this resentment could turn into, hey, thank you, brother. I really enjoyed it, blah, blah, blah. And then after the meeting, I wanted to share with the guys, the kids, there's some youngsters sitting in front of me. And I was going to tell them what I thought. And they were saying, I said, hey, what you think of the speaker? Oh, he was fucking great. Man, I loved him. When we're young, we like any shit that comes out of your mouth, you know? When we get older, oh, you said the F word too much. Or, you know, you do the G word too much. Listen, if God chases you out of here, what the hell brought you in here?
Come on.
And it says, NA gives us permission. It says, God, as we understand.
All right.
That's what we understand. My God is a loving God. I don't know what it looks like, what it is. I just have faith because Jimmy, because Christine, because Bob, because you told me. You told me the dope was good. I don't even think I asked you, but you said... I don't think Ralph said, the quality's not good today, Alex, but, you know, yeah. He sold me shit, and I believed him. And the scary thing for some of us, we went back for it again. I was clean early enough where I missed crack cocaine. Thank God. And when I look at some of your intake pictures, because I worked in treatment, I'm glad I missed crack cocaine. And what they used to tell me on a bad day, and Albert's had a lot of bad days with dope, you know, they crush macadamia nuts and sell it to you at 3 a.m. when you're all tweaked out. And you came back because you thought it was bunk or it's not good enough. I'm an addict. You just have to believe I'm an addict, you know. And, you know, 52 years clean. My son is on the streets hustling bottles and cans. And he brings some shit he found out of the trash can, some sugar. You might know where I'm going with this one. He offered me some and I ate some because I wanted sugar. I'm hiding in my car eating Twinkies because I don't want to share it with you. But then I don't want to show you my tummy. I cover it up. That's a here issue.
Yes.
I saw a movie, I forget, it was about a guy who got caught in a fire, a kid who got caught in a fire. And he had a bad time with it. I can imagine, as ugly as I felt as a child, this guy had scars all over him. And he became a motivator. It's a good movie, I forget that. But even at the end when he's making, he's just helping a lot of people, his hands come out and he hides them because they're all cut up and this and that. I have to remember your heart is cut and I gotta heal it. What do you mean I gotta just be there. That's all I gotta be. I don't have to say anything. I just for today I woke up. What else do I, some of us didn't wake up, man. Wake up with gratitude. That's the next step, you know. No, God, another fucking day with her again or him again. Work. And I remember what you guys say. I remember what you guys say. And then, you know, in 10 minutes, I'm praying, God, take my will in my life. Listen to it, the words. Take my will in my life. In religion, that means you have no life. Because you give me life, 1 inch, I'll take a mile. I'll take it back. I'll go eat junk out of a trash can. Clean. I'll hustle around the Twinkie, the sugar area at a market. Just for today, I will be unafraid. So, what I've learned here is I have a lot of secrets. What I learned here is I have a lot of fears. What I learned here is that, you know what? I'm just enough. I don't want to be a big shot. I love when Albert talks about his relationship with boy. I mean, a lot of us have had some bad moments with our kids, and oh, it just fucks us up, man. I could tell them, I could tell you and forgive you, but call my little granddaughter the B word, because I'm upset. Can you imagine me telling my mom, you upset me because you talk the way you talk to me, mama. Get Chingao's upset. Like George said, you want to cry? I'll give you something. And what I learned at 52 years, I still do things that are not good for me. And that's okay. This time I don't pick up a bat. I pick up a feather. And I agree that today I'm going to make mistakes. And I hope I could apologize as quick as possible. The other day when I gave my son a hard time, I told him, you know, well, F you, man. Because he wasn't doing what I wanted to do, man. I don't know how my mom put up with me, man. And my brothers and sisters had to put up with it. Because my mom would go looking at places where we got loaded. And the guys stopped getting loaded with me because they go, every time you show up, mama shows up. And you know, some mothers, and not just Latina mothers, they don't give a fuck who you are. It's your fault. Cabrones, déjalo, cabrón, deja mi hijo. It's me, baby. And she's saying, it's your fucking fault. Leave my baby alone. Mama, I'm 18 years old. I got a tattoo here, and the only reason I got a dot is we were 10, 11 years old, and one of the employee counselors said, Alex, you know they identify you in robberies with tattoos. Another 10-year-old telling me this, and I took his advice. I said, no more tattoos, in case I get into robberies in the future. Now, we come to meetings and listen to people who think this way to share about a new life. If you got no one to pray for after, just say, Alex got friends. Albert's got friends. Sandra has friends. Pray for them. I mean, they can't breathe without... They can't move because they can't breathe. And I'm complaining because you know what? I got a tummy. I got a gut. And you know, the only way I'm going to get rid of a gut, God's not going to take it away. He says, join the gym, Alex. And use it. You haven't been there in 3 years. I feel guilty going by the gym. How do you feel guilty? And then the modern bullshit about today is I'm arguing with AI on the phone. On artificial intelligent people. And they're smarter than me. They know what I'm going to say. Central Coast. Orale. But the topic was, it's you know, the just for today. I will have faith. I will. And all the stuff that I can't remember right now, but I'm on the idea is that, you know what, just for today I will be unafraid. Can to live like that. There are people coming here who are afraid. And we gotta be all bravado. And when somebody says, I don't want a fucking hug, man, they don't want a hug, dude.
That's right.
And if you gotta make a joke about somebody, it better be about yourself.
That's right.
Better be about yourself, man. You know, I pray to a God because I'm afraid that you are not enough. And all that means, it's about personality. When I don't think you're enough, because God's not going to give me a hug. You know, he's going to send people, I think. I like to believe it's God that sends somebody. A few years ago in Monterrey, a lady shared about carrying a baby 7 months and went to the doctor and said they told her the baby was dead. I don't know, have no idea what that's like, carrying something that's deceased. And I just started crying. A few years ago, Barbara had we had a baby. And I was working with Frank, and she calls me and just said, she was on the toilet. She said, the baby came out. So I went down there and put on my Marine hat and just took charge. Looked safe. And she was okay. And I got the baby, took it out of the toilet. I don't know what I was doing. I just went to automatic. Wrapped the baby up and took it to a clinic, a hospital. I don't know. I said, oh, I better be died. I got to go home. My wife's. The women were there. I don't know. Maybe I would have done something bad with that child. I didn't know how to be a good father. My dad worked. I know how to work. But all that stuff is today. Where it's, you know what? I thank my dad for working. Showed me ethics to work. I got to be with him in his last few years, just you know, running around with the Cadillac. You know the Cadillac Walker. Yeah. You open it up and you get on the bus and go all over LA. And then, you know, God's time, you know, it was 1 week away from 99. And I was hoping he could make 100 because I hear when you make a century, the President of the United States or the White House or the staff send you a letter saying congratulations. And while I'm saying that, for those of us who have been around a while, if you want to do a pension, because you do a lot, some of the NA people come up with some crazy shit here. You can make a pension for seniors who've been around a while, maybe 40 years. I know you're going to say it should be down to 20. Have a pension for us. This is the pension that I get to get up and be scared and say, this is my heart. This is my heart. And I, you know, and get the history. And the history is you have a beautiful history. It's just we got to wrap it with love. Because it makes you the beautiful person you are. We have a meeting in Monterrey for men, Monterrey Park, excuse me, Monterrey. You go in there, you look like you're walking into your day room. In jail. Big bigotes. And they're waiting for their sugar. And here comes the important person, the donut bato. He doesn't make it to the fucking center. They're all attacking his donuts. But when you come in, there goes that smile, big fucking smile, these hugs, and I used to be ashamed about being Latino when I was a kid. His mom didn't want us to get shortchanged because there was a lot of prejudice back in the 50s. And today I love being who I am. I love being who I am. I love the idea that I could go to Russia. I was with some Russian guys last night. You know, in case I go back out, you know, I don't. I'm joking. But I'm realizing we're all over the world. When I was in Mexico, they had the roll call. They had a 10-year-old girl there. 10 years old. What was I doing at 10? Giving mom a lot of shit, probably. And she was giving me a lot of shit. And I get to see somebody come in at 70 years old. Get a cake at 75 years old and say it's been the best 5 years of his life. And I go, what would the other 70 like? It's a fog because some of us don't want to deal with it. But if you don't deal with your past will deal with you.
Right on.
I married my mama. Oh, shit. My 19-year-old grandchild, I you know, she corrects me when I say my granddaughter. She goes, Papa, you know, grandson. Call me grandchild, Papa. You're going to forget, but call me grandchild. And she does the same thing all the women in my life say, Papa, you don't listen. Right? How many times does she tell you don't listen? And you two women, you don't listen. Oh, these fucking phones. They'd be better up your ass, but you know what? Why do I need to answer the phone a Saturday morning from a homie? Homie, get over here. You're supposed to be here, not on the phone. A friend took it. Stepdaughter to Hawaii and the wife and her, the little girl was on the phone the whole trip in Hawaii. She's not a bad girl. She's just where she was at. My son is doing methadone, using on the side. It is a trip. Using methadone, but using on the side. Methadone used to be using. And you know, everything I told him, I said, mijo, if I was in your stage, I'd be doing methadone and giving her away too. How do you know, Papa? Well, look at me with sugar, son. That shit you bring over here, I eat. Yeah, you are fucked up, Daddy. You know, but what I just try not to act like I'm 52 years old. I don't. I just try to act like, you know what, man? There's a guy that needs you. Be kind, Alex. There's a lady that needs you. You know, and the only way I could do that is stay humble. Say, hey, I'm an addict. I'm clean today. You know, I have some experience. Okay, you have some too. Tell me about it. And they tell me some shit that I didn't grow up in that kind of shit. My mom was abusive, but some of the stuff that you guys had to go through was kind of rough. But I asked God, hey, God, what do I do? I read many books, and I just try to remember that, you know, Alex, you are there already. Why are you still going, trying to look for it, whatever it is? She is not it. Yeah. If you're not it for her, then she's not for you.
That's right.
And what I mean by that, if you're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right, it better be you. And the trouble with that is we have to get a few Mrs. and Mr. Right exes to get there. But I ask God, what do you want me to do here? I call my God now, my conscience, Jiminy Cricket. You might be too young for that. Jiminy Cricket was a cricket. And he was a conscience for Pinocchio, who had no brain. And he just went for pleasure, attention. That's what I try to listen. I try to put a God into my life that says, you know, what did Jimmy say? What does the book say? You know? What does it say? It says be patient. Shut up. Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. I get up another day to say, God, keep me out of the fear. You know, I don't want to be, as my buddy says, Alex, stop being afraid, man. If they get you, they get you. You can't do nothing about it. But most of the time, they're not going to get you, and then you're going to go home so relieved that they didn't get me. And then the wife says, who? Them. The them isn't here, Mijo. The them isn't here. I thank my sponsors for being so patient with me and being told about meetings. When you're active, you're in the now. You're not in the fear. One of my great stories about being responsible was we were at a meeting and they were going to have a blackout because the meeting because there was a dance next week. And Frank and I were there, and we said, you can't do that. You can't black out a meeting because you want to go to a dance. You know, and they said, well, you don't like it, you do it. I looked at him, he looked at me, and we said, we'll show up. But we were going to the same dance. So we showed up at the meeting in our tuxedos. Hey, you know, we wore tuxedos. We were hard up. We're trying to catch anything. Yeah. Figure the tuxedos would do it. But it was such a trip. We looked at it from there. To come in, you got dudes in tuxedos, you know. Hey, this is a good meeting here. I hope the coffee is just as good, too. And the most important person in the meeting is what? Coffee bottle.
Coffee bottle.
Not the secretary, the ego-seeking motherfucker. You know, I'm sorry, I'm joking. You guys are not that way. But this is a small thing, but it's not a small thing. People who never got to that meeting saw it in the directory. They went to that meeting and we were there. And not that we were there, it's just when I go to a meeting and it's not there, it's kind of a bad feeling. Especially if you're deep in Oakland, California. You want to be somewhere where there's going to be people. And if you don't know how to do your GPS, you're really, you know. I like it when I go down to LA. How'd you get here with Gloria, Paul, and Sylvia? They go, ¿qué? What? GPS, cabrón. GPS. But all day I think of my higher power. I think, what did I do here? What did I do here? You're starting to go towards that lady. You're starting to put too much attention over here. You're worried about what's going on in San Jose. Alex, where do you live? Atascadero. Why don't you focus on Atascadero? And we really don't want none of you people to come up there. They got a lot of gangs and mosquitoes up there. Please stay away. You don't want mosquitoes. Gotta keep them out of the neighborhood. You know. I want to thank you guys for, you know, if you came to get a great pitch, I'll give you your money back, you know. I wish you health. I wish you a spirit. I wish you a loving day. I wish you a wonderful day. I want you to think of a great song. Watch for your passion doesn't fall. Watch for your compassion that it doesn't become just passion. You know, it was raining somewhere in Nebraska. It was raining. And you know what I was listening to? It's a beautiful morning. I said, fuck you, rain. Yeah. AI, that's AI there, right? Thank you. Alex, who are you talking to? So if you want change, you change.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel alone? Call me. I'll share it with you. You know. And as my brother says, if you don't, I forget that Ralph's going to kill me. If you're not feeling, if you don't, have Ralph say it, please.
My life is beautiful until I think it's not.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. again, your life, your mind, your heart is great unless you think otherwise. Muchas gracias. Wow. Thank you.